Morning, everybody.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. King?
Here.
Donna? Mr. Ness? Here.
Would you all please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes from May 27th.
So no, second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, we'll have a public comment. During public comment, you will be asked to state your name, where you reside at, and you will have 3 minutes. 3 minutes, I will be cutting you off. So we'll start from the top. Excuse me if I mispronounce the names here. First is Deb Reisel.
Weisel.
Weisel?
I'm Deb Weisel in Clymer, Pennsylvania. I've asked why there's such an outcry against the Homer City generation plans and the proposed ad center. Why are people upset? Why can't we just be happy for this opportunity in our county? It's supposed to be a good opportunity, but I can guess why. Especially for my generation, it's because we've seen this before, and it's because of history. Years ago, my grandmother, who was a widow, agreed to have her property strip mined. The company promised her a lot of money. They promised that when they did it, they'd put it back just like it was. Instead, she didn't get any money. It was very little. The trees were gone. She was left with bony piles. And to this day, there's a large cancer on her property that discharges mine drainage into the stream. It's orange and it's devoid of life. So who benefits when companies come like that, promising us things and using our resources? Was it the Clymer miners who died in the Clymer mine? Was it my grandmother and people like her who allowed her properties to be strip mined? Is it recently in northeastern Pennsylvania where the gas companies came in and promised jobs, that they built businesses, they built hotels to accommodate people who were supposed to move there? The workers came and they left. Those hotels are empty. Those businesses are now out of business. The people who benefit from this are the CEOs, they're the managers, they're the investors in this company. They're the ones that need the money. You and I are not going to become rich from this. So they don't live here, they make a lot of money, and we're left with the consequences. People of my generation have spent many years cleaning up those messes that were left behind for companies. And I don't want to leave that to the next generation. We need to do something. I'm asking you, please, to pass some ordinances ahead of this project, mitigate damage so that we don't have that leaving it to our children. I'm going to be gone, but this is going to be left to our kids, and I don't want that to happen. So I'm asking you please to do that, and I'm asking you to have a meeting, a public meeting, so we can have some transparency, so we really know what's going on instead of just what they want us to hear. Thank you.
Anna Dolman.
Yeah. Hi, Anna Dolman from Armstrong Township down the road. In addition to all the pollution that thing is going to cause when it's built, there's, you know, dirty up the air and so forth. There's also noise pollution. And I follow every place I've seen on Facebook, people complain about the noise pollution that comes from there. And I looked it up. In addition to making noise that we hear, they make ultrasound noise that we can't hear. But just because we can't hear it doesn't mean it's not doing anything. When they strike a surface or pass through a tissue, they're absorbed, they convert into thermal energy, causing our tissues to decline. The frequencies, they potentially rattling bones, disturbing our vestibular system. They cause severe dizziness, nausea, vertigo, and an immediate urge to escape the area. And I looked this up. This is, you know, science stuff. This is also what the people who live near these things are saying. These are noises we can't hear, but they're there. Unintended auditory effects, splitting headaches, a feeling of brain rattle, and visual blurring have been reported. At extreme intensity levels, it can cause skin burns, tissue heating, and skeletal discomfort. Now, I don't know what the heck you can do to stop that. We've had internet for decades. Why the heck do we need these AI fancy things? Please remember, sound that we can't hear hurts. Thank you. I know.
Tim Belowski, Moskvi.
Hey, it's Tim Belowski. I live in Indiana, White Township. My concern was more a question. Why the homeless shelter in the backyard of Ben Franklin School?
Hey, if you're here to make comment, we're not.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I just. And another, what kind of people are going to live in this homeless shelter? Yeah, you don't know. Okay, that's all I have. Just let the public aware that that's where it's going, back to our town.
Hey, Jessica Jock.
Morning, Jessica Jock with the Indiana Borough. I'm reading this statement on behalf of someone who contacted Crow and asked that the statement be presented to you this morning. He's not his name is Justin Wirt. Here's the statement. I drove back to Indiana County in 2020 to surprise my loved ones. I did not originally plan to move here permanently, but with my parents getting older and with interest rates so low because of COVID, I decided to buy a small plot of land in Sorrel with an old condemned house. The property required a tremendous amount of work to get it into a livable condition, including the house, which required a complete remodel, and the property that hadn't been taken care of in years. My plans evolved into a desire to grow as much free food for the neighborhood as possible, as Coral is essentially a healthy food desert. I poured hundreds and hundreds of hours and a significant amount of money into this project. My neighbors were thrilled by the improvements in the neighborhood that my efforts provided. 5 years later, these efforts have been wasted because of the Homer City redevelopment project. I estimate that my house will be the second closest to the project. My property value has dropped, and I am not likely to ever be able to sell it. Everyone knows the light, noise, and environmental pollution that comes with these hyperscale data centers. These are not debatable. Ask yourself, would you want to buy this property if a similar one was available, where you'd hear a constant droning noise and see baseball field-like lights at night? I wouldn't. I don't even like being at or thinking about my property now. It makes me nauseous knowing all the time and money I've sunk into this property now for no reason. This is just a quick look at how this project has affected me personally. Frankly, it has changed the course of my life, all for a speculative bubble for a data center that will ostensibly provide jobs that we don't even know will be operating in Coral 5 years from now. I wanted to be here 5 years from now. Justin Working.
Chloe Drew.
Hello, my name is Chloe. I live in Center Township. I am a lifelong resident of Indiana, Pennsylvania. I am the co-owner of Mother Earth Farm. It's also located in Center Township. I'm a local educator and I'm an avid volunteer in our community. I devote the majority of my time tending to our farmland to help create a healthy living ecosystem and to get healthy food to our community. I am well aware of how soil, water, and air are all interconnected to the health of our land, and in turn, to the health of the people who live here. My passion in life is to educate, guide, and offer experiences for the children in our community to connect with the natural world. As a mother, a resident, and a humble caretaker of our land, I am here today as one of your constituents to urge you to hold a town hall to share with your community, as our elected officials, the realities of the proposed data center and the natural gas power plant. I encourage you to be bold and to create a data center ordinance to protect our community and the living creatures in it for future generations to come, And I'm going to note, as a member of PRO, we have been coming to this meeting since January. So I'm just like questioning, what are you guys waiting for? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Giroux. I am the co-owner of Mother Earth Farm. I live in Center Township. I lived in Pennsylvania up until I graduated college, and I moved away for about 10 years, moving back in 2017, back to Indiana. So while there's no debate on the environmental concerns that many of us here today are expressing with the proposed data center and the natural gas power plant, I just want to ask you all, as our elected officials, as our commissioners, if you have considered the impact it's going to have on the population. I moved back here before I turned 30. There was a group of people who all are my generation who moved back around the same time. Many of us have started small businesses that are thriving and have brought a great sense of community to our town that have made Indiana a place people want to visit, which is important, but not only visit, but move to. Young individuals bringing small businesses, bringing ideas that they learned outside of living in rural Pennsylvania back to our community. These people moved back here. If I had known in 2016, this proposed data center and natural gas power plant, which has been touted as the nation's largest, was going to be built in our backyard, I could see the stacks of the original power plant be demolished. That's visually how close I am. If I had known that, it would have been a totally different calculus in deciding to move not only me, but my husband, who's a lifelong resident of Florida, Pennsylvania, and also raising children here. I'm concerned about my children's health. I'm concerned about my health, my unborn baby's health, if this comes to fruition. And I'm concerned that our community will just degrade because there won't be an influx of young individuals with fresh ideas who want to open small businesses and set down roots and build families here anymore. So I just ask that you please consider that. You have town hall meetings, not at 10 a.m. when many people are working, but when other people can actually attend, and you just consider all of the implications, not just the environmental ones, but the trickle-down effects of those. Thanks.
Cindy Cordell.
Hi, I'm Cindy Cordell, and my family and I have been residents here for almost 34 years. We've raised a family and had a business here for most of that. We're now retired, and we have chosen to remain here in large part because of the nature of this community, the landscape and the scenic beauty, and the people of the community. There's so much economics, science, engineering, and legalese associated with this massive project that goes over most of our heads, honestly. I think we all get bogged down. Every time I try to read, I get bogged down with just a lot of things that I, as just an ordinary person, just don't understand. We, as residents of this beautiful community, have a right to know what is coming here in plain language that we can all understand. You guys are our elected officials. I know you're all good people, and you've been chosen to represent the folks that call this place home, which includes me, my family, and everyone else in this room. It is clear that our community needs to know what's going on with this data center. We all knew about the power plant, but then AI data center was suddenly in that mix. And I don't know, for many of you, including myself, anyway, I can speak for myself, I didn't really understand at all. I have a daughter that's in the environmental world and has educated me. And if it wasn't for her, I probably still would just, you know, get leery-eyed reading all of the scientific stuff. We just need to know it in plain, ordinary language. I'm asking all of you, the word integrity, I love the word integrity because it's a word I think that's, it should mean something. Okay, you folks are elected officials, and I do believe that you're all good people. And I ask you to have the integrity to represent your job titles and to hold a town hall, as you said, at a time when most people that want to learn can come, okay, not at 10 o'clock in the morning, so that our residents have the opportunity to become more informed and aware of exactly what is coming here. Thank you.
Paul Majoris.
Hi, I'm Paul Majoris, and I live in Indiana with 248 Elm Street. I don't think we're going to stop this project. It could be a good project, and some good could come from it if we have proper regulations and proper oversight. And I think that's part of your job, is to assure that we have it. But we're concerned. Is there anybody involved in this project that truly has environmental concerns as one of their top priorities? It appears to us that the main metric for decision-making is money. The only reason that billionaires invest billions of dollars is to make billions of dollars. And they don't let anything stand in their way. This is understood. Our elected federal and state officials fully support this. Lobbyists obviously have them in their pockets. This administration has declared war on the environment. How can we, and when I say administration, I mean local and federal. How can we trust anything that this state and federal administration tells us when it comes to the environment? They recently relaxed environmental regulations so that antiquated, highly polluting coal-fired plants can remain open. They also are subsidizing these highly inefficient plants with taxpayer dollars. These plants at the end of their life cycles and are extremely expensive to keep them going. This is a total waste of taxpayer dollars. The administration has also passed laws that require these highly polluting, inefficient plants to stay open. So when we're being told that all environmental regulations are being met for this project, that means nothing. The regulations get changed to meet their goals. How many times have we been told that renewable energy to be viable must be able to compete without being subsidized? But then this administration heavily subsidizes the gas, oil, and coal industries. And they routinely pass laws that discourage renewable energy, especially wind turbines. We all know that Trump hates wind turbines. Our state officially have also passed laws making electric vehicle ownership less attractive by passing a very unfair EV road user's fee of $250 per year per car. That assumes that everybody owning an electric vehicle will drive their car at least 13,000 miles per year. I own two EVs. I get taxed $500 a year before I drive 1 mile. And one of those cars gets driven less than 6,000 miles. So when it comes to this project, who's protecting our concerns? It certainly isn't our state and federal representatives. It has to be our local elected officials. That's you. You are our last line of defense. It isn't fair for you to have such a huge responsibility, but you are the ones who live in the community, the ones that will breathe the polluted air and drink the polluted water. It will be your kids and grandkids who will suffer with asthma and other respiratory illnesses. They will suffer with higher rates of autism, cancer, and other diseases. We may not be able to stop these projects, but we can have a town hall meeting to hear people's concerns, and you can generate a robust ordinance that addresses them.
Thank you.
You are in a difficult position. Thank you for your work.
Barnett Riley.
Hello. Hi, everyone. First, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to everyone in this room, because I know that every single person in this room has the best interest of Indiana County in their minds and hearts, and I know that you love the people of Indiana just like I love the people of Indiana. I grew up here and returned with my family. I moved away for college and returned, like my mother before me, grew up in Indiana, moved away for college, and brought her family back to Indiana because she loves this town and I love this town. So I would like to express my sincere gratitude to every single person for being here today and speaking up for our town. And I would like to express my gratitude to all of you for working to protect this town. You truly can protect us. Please do the right thing and protect us. I'm not going to stand here and outline the dangers, because quite frankly, 3 minutes is not enough. And quite frankly, if you all do not know the dangers of this project, you are not doing your jobs. We are very, very lucky because other communities have these data centers built. Please, I would ask you to just look into a community that has had this data center existing for even 2 years. Look into a community that has had a hyperscale data center existing for even 2 years and just ask the resident, look around, just see, just do your research, please. If you would do your research, you would be as concerned as everyone here. So if you're not concerned, it either means you're not doing your research or you benefit from this project in some way, which again means that you're putting profit over our children. And I would remind you that our land does not belong to us. It belongs to our children. To our children, not to us. That's really all I have to say. I am proud that you will do the right thing. Thank you.
Sarah Stewart.
Hi, my name is Sarah Stewart. I am a resident of Indian Academy for 12 years. I'm also a cancer survivor, which is not an uncommon experience for people around here. It gives me a real personal interest in the pollution that may be coming our way. I'm here to ask you to schedule a town hall soon so people can give you their honest feedback about what has been going on in the city. I would also ask you to enact an ordinance against data centers. I think you're probably aware that this is an increasingly common thing that's being done in communities all across the United States. A recent Gallup poll showed that 7 in 10 Americans do not want a data center in their community, and there are a lot of good reasons why. 3 minutes, as the previous speaker said, is not adequate to go over all of the reasons why. But the harms to the communities where these data centers are built include air pollution, noise pollution, light pollution, water pollution, massive environmental damage, destructive levels of water usage, outrageous demand for electricity, which results in massive increases in electric bills for local citizens. Around the country, communities are increasingly pushing back against the billionaires who are building these data centers. Most of these people live nowhere near the data centers, we'll note, and they leave everyone else worse off. This Homer City redevelopment plan was enacted so quickly and so quietly that most of us have not been given the opportunity to tell you what really I think about it. I've seen just in social media comments pushback against the truck traffic and air pollution through Blairsville. And it's becoming increasingly clear that a lot of people didn't know this was coming, not in this way, and they're not happy about it. So please, I'm urging you to do the right thing. Schedule a town hall to give everyone an opportunity to tell you what they really think about this. And please, please enact a data center ordinance. This is the best and possibly only way for us to protect our community against the incoming harms from data centers. We all know what they are. There are so many of them. There's definitely not enough time to tell you about all of them, but we're pleading with you, get out ahead of this before it's too late.
Carolyn Tremorky.
I'm Carolyn Tremorky, and I am asking you to have no data centers, period. Just no data centers. However, this strict ordinance needs to be put in place. When you think about the data center that's being planned, it's already 5 miles in radius or diameter. But nevertheless, imagine the impact is going to be much further than that 5 miles. It's going to be like a lot of us. And we need to have protection from the noise. We need to have protection from the smell, protection from the light. We need protection from all this. And so a lot of us are going to be impacted by this. So please, no data center, if possible, please, no data center. But if so, an ordinance that needs to be very strict. We don't want to have this impact. Why do we want this? You know, it makes no sense, not to me at least. All right, a strict hold, please. Thank you.
Linda Santos.
Hi, my name is Linda Santos. I'm a new resident to Indiana County. I've been here 4 years and I fell in love with the town and its people. So many of us attended the DEP's Pennsylvania Climate Impact Assessment and Climate Action Plan at the library yesterday. And our future does not look good. We are not doing everything we can to slow climate change, but adding to it. This gas rack power plant and data centers will accelerate and add to climate change with heat and methane. We are doomed with toxic chemicals and creating wastelands. We need our elected officials to be strong and brave to oppose these projects to start protecting citizens of this community. I am here today asking the commissioner to have a town hall meeting to create an ordinance against data centers and power plants to protect us. There is an opportunity here to make a change for a better world. Thank you.
Kathy, back in the line. Hi, my name is Kathy Eckenred. I live within the borough of Indiana. And I too am also asking for a town hall. I don't have a prepared statement, but I've done my due diligence of research on data centers. And there are more negatives than positives about data centers. There's approximately 14,800 residents in Indiana County. These data centers are industrialized monstrosities. They're disconnected from rural county environments, totally disconnected from this type of county setting. So what you have is this huge facility that will, in the end, employ very few people. There's very few positives to this on how it will benefit Indiana County. Can any of you name any positives? How this will benefit Indiana County other than them getting tax incentives? Have any of you done research how this will benefit Indiana County? Do any of you know really what they will be researching and what their business plan is? They have not come out and really said what their business plan is. Everything is kept so quiet. You can't even really research it and find out until most of these data centers are built. This is the problem. Also, the biggest concern for a lot of residents is water. The continued supply, daily supply of water consumption into the future that this data center will be using just for fracking. To begin with, it's going to use 250 gas wells, millions and millions of gallons of water just for the fracking alone. Where is this going to come from? The little tulip?
Yeah.
Where? Can you answer to the citizens of Indiana County where the water is going to come from? So what I'm asking for in this ordinance is for the protection of the citizens of Indiana County, a continuous clean water supply to the citizens of Indiana County to keep the electricity rates the same, and also to ensure that we have clean air quality. These are at least the very promise that we deserve. Thank you.
Hey, Ferguson's.
Hi, my name is Elle Ferguson, and I live in the borough of Indiana. I'm going to say this AI data center was incredibly anti-American. Every fact about the effects of the data center is against the values and ideals of our country. United States of America stands for United States of America, not unjust blowing of air quality. We, the people, deserve liberty, pursuit of happiness, life. This data center ruins all three. It is un-American and anti-American. Does not benefit anyone in the long term. Short term is immediately harmful to all Pennsylvanians. and it only helps billionaires get more money. It should be stopped. Survival needs are the necessary foundation in order for any other higher needs and wants to happen. Nothing else can happen to you if you can't live. Without life, nothing can be experienced. This data center will kill people eventually and hurt everyone's ability to breathe. Breathing air is the first thing infants do when they are born, and it's the foundation of life. What freedoms can we have when we cannot breathe the air with circulation? When you can't breathe, your life ends. What freedoms can we have when water is taken away from people and used for in our agriculture and used to feed a machine that doesn't benefit anyone? This leaves people forced to stay in the land to fake freedoms, oxymoronic. This one, the freedom to choose how to die, or two, how to live, to choose how to live long enough to continue suffering until death. The effects of, the effects on health have been documented, and they're not pretty, and they're not good. If your lungs have too much smoke in them, maybe kind of eventually you can die. They'll die. There's less than 50 short-term temporary jobs from this, the building of the data center. And I don't think that's worth the impact of mass destruction and death. With gas prices being as high as they are right now, vulnerable poor people have more uphill battles to move out of town for their own health and survival. We should not have to move out of town. Thank you.
Excuse me. I came in a couple of minutes late. I didn't have a chance to put my name on the list. May I say something?
No, so I'm lost here, so we have a lot of time over. Yes?
Yes, yes, sir. I just want to say, like, I called our Trusky. I'm from right outside of, I'm in Nybert Road. Okay, I'm right outside of Thurl. And I just want to say, like, I learned about this meeting last night, so I didn't have time to prepare a well-thought-out speech, and I apologize. I wholeheartedly agree with what everyone has said. I just want to be frank and honest with you. When they're saying they're concerned, I think they're saying they're scared, okay? I came here a few years ago. I went to graduate school here. Back in the late 90s. I moved back here about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm attracted to this area, just like many people are attracted to this area. People are kind. The area is beautiful, okay? If we destroy that beauty, it's not going to come back. People have talked in the brief 3 minutes they had about the danger, so I'm not going to reiterate on that, but I do stress, if you haven't researched it, please do. These jobs are going to be short-term. It's a private company coming in. They do not have our best interests at heart. You guys do, okay? You guys do. If it's possible to stop it at this stage, please, I beg you, do so. If not, have strong regulations, okay? I understand the attractiveness of a big company coming in wanting to give jobs, improve the area. It's not going to improve the area. The jobs are going to be short term. The people who hold the jobs there will be coming in from out of town. They will be trained people coming in from out of town. It's not going to help the locals of Homer City. And I have concerns about well water. Well water, a lot of people have wells. Okay, how's this going to affect them? I'm also an environmentalist. I'm an educator. And I have severe concerns about the environment. We can't just look at 5 years from now. We have to look at 10 years from now. We have to look at 25 years from now. We have to look at 50 years from now. And if we're not looking 50 years down the road, then shame on us. Okay? I don't have children, I have a cat, but many people have children, okay? And they want to keep their children here. You know, I've heard people talk about generation after generation, they come back, okay? There's something special about this area. And trust me, I've traveled around. I know there's something very special about this area. Please try to preserve it, okay? And I do request a town hall meeting, maybe one that's not 10:30 in the morning.
That's it. Thank you. Next on the agenda, there were no executive sessions held between May 27th and June 9th. Next, we have an agreement with the Tax and Claims Office and Director Sisco. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. I have before you today a contract between Indiana County Tax Claim Bureau and Gov's Auction LLC to host our upcoming offset judicial sales on their auction website. This would replace the auction that normally occurs twice a year here in the courthouse in person. There would be no cost to the county for the service. Gov's would just collect a buyer's premium, small percentage of those properties that would sell at the auctions. This is very similar to what the Sheriff's Department is doing with their sheriff sales. They just chose a different vendor. The purpose of this agreement is to attract additional bidders, putting it on online, being able to register. They'll take care of almost all of the process of the tax sale. We still, if the Tax Claim Bureau has to vet the potential bidders, if they do not have delinquent taxes in other counties in Pennsylvania, that's a requirement to by Pennsylvania law. And last judicial sale, which we had in May, the total amount of that of costs that we recovered, the total amount of the sale was $350,000. So their 3% would actually be under $10,000 for what that would be. Okay.
A motion to approve the agreement.
So
second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, friend.
Yes, thank you.
From the Office of Planning and Development, we have a change order to Mr. Stewart Airport. Mr. Morrow, please.
Yes, good morning, Commissioner. The Office of Planning and Development, the Indiana County Airport Authority, Delta Airport Consultants and Stifler McGraw Architects, voting in that the Board of Commissioners approved change order number one in the amount of $9,840 with Levernite Electric for the Jimmy Stewart Airport Hangar parking lot project. Change order number one is to provide and install three disconnect switches, 360 amp breakers, an extra wiring to power 4 or 5 horsepower single phase motors being supplied by High Power to operate the overhead hangar door. Revised electrical contract with Levernite Electric. Approval of change order number one will be $145,560. The additional cost will be covered by the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant funds and Commonwealth Finance Authority grant funds.
We have a motion to approve the change order.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Yeah.
Opposed, the same. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Next, we have CDBG compliance regulations. Who's that? Good morning.
Good morning. The Office of Planning and Development is requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve the following plans and statements and goals for the 2026 CDBG program to meet compliance requirements with the federal and state mandates of the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development for all community development recipients. This approval includes the Borough of Indiana and Center Township as CDBG entitlement municipalities of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Do you want me to go through each plan individually, or do you want to do them all at once?
Motion all of them. We'll make a motion all at once.
All at once, okay. The plans are Affirmative Action Plan for Indiana County, the Section 3 U.S. Housing and Urban Development Act of 1968 for employment opportunities for local businesses and low-income persons, the County of Indiana Statement of Goals, Minority and Women-Owned Business Enterprise Plan, the Citizen Participation Plan, Residential Anti-Displacement and Relocation Assistance Plan, the Language Access Plan, Grievance Procedure for the Americans with Disabilities Act, Grievance Procedure for the Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, the Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and the Indiana County Procurement Plan. And all these plans are on file at our office and are available for public review.
Motion to approve the compliance regulation.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, is second. Okay, next would be designation.
Yes, we have, as part of the CDBG program, Planning and Development is requesting that the board designate Lisa Spencer, who's the Executive Director of the Indiana County Department of Human Services, as the county's Americans with Disabilities Act Coordinator. And we are also requesting that commissioners designate Robin Marriott as the county's Section 503 Coordinator.
I have a motion to approve the designators.
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, is same. Next is a notification.
Yes, we're required by the Community Development Block Grant Regulations to notify publicly the person's responsibility for the CDBG and HUD compliance for the environmental reviews and labor compliance standards. David Morrow is the designated labor standards officer. He is responsible for compliance with labor standards as set forth in Section 110 of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended, and HUD's implementing regulations. These standards include the Davis-Bacon Act, Contract Work Hours and Safety Standards Act, the Copeland Anti-Kickback Act, and the U.S. Department of Labor Regulations at 29 CFR Parts 1, 3, 5, 6, and 7. And Luann Zapp is designated as the Environmental Review Officer and is responsible for compliance with the National Environmental Policy of 1969. The Environmental Review Officer is responsible for environmental review decision-making and action under NEPA and the HUD regulations at 24 CFR Part 58 and the statutes and authorities contained in 24 CFR Part 58.5 for the administration of the CDBG and HUD programs.
Okay, do I have a motion to accept the notification compliance? Second. All in favor, aye. What did you say? Hey, thank you, Levan.
You're welcome.
Next, we have a resolution. Mr. Crew.
Good morning, commissioners. Office of Planning and Development requests that Board of Commissioners authorize the filing of an application for grant funds from the Smart Transportation for Livable Communities STLC program, as administered by the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, SPC, as a project sponsor for funding to assist in design, engineering, and other pre-construction activities associated with Indiana Borough's 8th Street Initiative project. Only counties and PennDOT districts are allowed as project sponsors for the program. Indiana County, PennDOT District 10, and Indiana Borough collaborated on the grant application submission. We agreed that Indiana County would submit the application as a project sponsor. The total cost associated with the overall project is estimated to be $250,000. The grant program requires a 20% match of the total project cost, Indiana Borough is fully committed to providing the matching funds and has provided a memorandum of understanding to that effect. The planning office requests authorizing this resolution and the signing of any additional materials as specified by the program application.
I have a motion to approve the resolution. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Next, we have Impact Fee Distribution. Director Stauffer, good morning. Good
morning, Commissioners. Thank you. Following a review of the current needs of the county to support various projects and initiatives under the Act 13 Impact Fees and an examination of the 13 criteria under Section 2314, Subsection D1, the Office of Planning and Development recommends the Board of Commissioners approve the following modifications to the prior authorizations for the 2017 reporting year as follows. The current allocation in 2017 under criteria 11 was $30,297.31 under the Capital Reserve Fund. And the proposed modification under 2017 would be transferring $5,000 under criteria 8 for geographic information systems to GIS regarding the Placer AI software. That is software that we've been using that tracks locational data, you know, for events, so we can see who's how many people are, say, parades and different events for tourism, and also traffic count information for economic development planning purposes. And we partner with that with the Indiana County Tourist Bureau as part of the CBO, so it's only a portion of the fee that the county contributes, and as such, we get two licenses for that the planning section utilizes. Also, current allocation in 2017, the current allocation minusing off that $5,000 leaves a remaining balance of $25,297.31 in the capital reserve, and requesting that under criteria 8 for $9,350 for geographic information systems, planning, and tax assessment, and that is the Esri software package that the county uses for doing mapping, and that is shared between the tax assessment and the planning office. And so following approval of both those actions, the impact fee balance remaining under 2017 under criteria 11, the capital reserve balance would be $15,947.31.
Okay, do I have a motion to accept the first proposed modification? Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those the same. Do I have a motion to approve the second proposed modification?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those the same. Thank you, Byron.
Thank you.
Okay, the courthouse will be closed on Monday, June 15th, in observance of Flag Day. Any other business to talk to the board today?
Chair, can I make a couple of announcements of upcoming events?
Sure.
Thank you. Juneteenth is next Friday, the 19th at Mag Park from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Everyone is invited. It's a celebration of the emancipation of the enslaved folks. And there's a lot of good history there. So sponsored by NAACP, the nation's oldest civil rights organization. And also would like to announce that it is Pride Month, and Pride Month is about joy, hope, and community. It's about keeping the history and the fight for civil rights alive. And it's also about visibility, so that someone out there who doesn't feel safe can feel seen in some small way. So happy Pride Month, everybody. Thank you.
Next regular meeting will be out here at the Hager Room on June 24th at 10:30 a.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Thank you, everybody. Thanks.